You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Thanks for being a part of the Wednesday? Today's Wednesday?
Yeah.
Wednesday edition of Ace and Friends. Riggins is here. Tank D. Rob is here. I am the modern day Mr. Rogers. I am here. A lot going on today. Got a game we're going to play called Is It a Classic? With some great 90s, maybe some late 80s songs, but 90s songs.
Okay.
That are going to be included. Also, we're going to get to know the Ace and Friends show a little bit better. I really haven't explained to Tank D. Rob and Riggins what that entails, but I will do so here shortly. Which will be a lot of fun, and some great audio, and a lot more stuff. And, in moments, Paranormal Piper from Pineville. My sister is going to be back with us today.
Always a good time.
But are you getting freaked out by her being on, Riggins? Or does it, and Rob too, does the content worry you?
It's the content.
Worries you? Freaks you out? What?
Worries me for you.
Yeah, in what way?
It's for you, yeah, that's right.
I mean, live and let live, you know. I mean, who cares?
Yeah.
But I think for you, it might, I don't know.
She's bringing bad juju to your name.
The family name.
I'm going to make a note of that. Bad juju to my name. Yeah, that's what I want to ask her about. Because I want her to explain why she feels she's not bringing bad juju to my name.
Well, it's all positive. I mean, she's talking about, not like she's doing... whatever the bad witchcraft is, black magic or anything. She seems to be, it's all about positivity and love and light and fun, you know, carrying the light.
Then why are you worried?
Because I know that you're not.
I'm not into it.
You're not into it.
It makes me real nervous.
Yeah.
If I've learned anything from movies, it's that even if you try to let the good spirits in, the bad spirits come with them.
Yeah. I think you're
okay.
You're playing with the fire.
So we will see. My sister, Paranormal Piper from Pineville, joins Ace and Friends. Kind of getting our day started with a bang. Next!
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ. If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenix.
Ace and Friends.
If you are new to Ace and Friends, let me catch you up today on what's happening, because we've got new people joining the Ace and Friends family all the time. And my sister and I are 5 years apart. I'm the older of the two. I'm 5 years older than my sister.
We're going to emphasize older.
Yeah. Okay. she lives in Pineville, Louisiana. She lives in the home where we grew up. My mom passed away a year and a half ago, and my sister had been taking care of my mom, and that's where she lives. And my sister, we call her Paranormal Piper from Pineville, because you're into like the third eye and ghost hunting, yeah, and that kind of stuff.
I'm a member of a paranormal investigative team. We've traveled all over Louisiana and Texas investigating paranormal phenomenon, trying to debunk it.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Here's the thing. Riggins and Rob are worried that you're going to bring some kind of darkness into my life.
No, that's not what I said.
Rob said.
Riggins and Rob. You do that all the time.
Rob said you might be putting bad juju on my name. That was a quote.
Oh, no. I don't do anything in a negative light or a dark light, because karma has no deadline, and whatever we put out into the world comes back three times or threefold onto us. So I don't do any. I don't mess with any of that.
Well, there's your quote of the day. Karma has no deadline.
I'm putting that on a t-shirt.
Karma has no deadline.
That's a pretty good t-shirt.
I actually have a t-shirt that says that on it. It has a voodoo doll on it. It says karma has no deadline.
Somebody already made a t-shirt that says karma has no deadline. Okay.
The point I was making, you are uncomfortable with it, I think, Ace.
Yes.
That's all I was saying.
I am. And I apologize, Riggins, if I unjustly threw you into the bad juju with you did. Comment with Rob. I didn't mean to.
I think she's all into the positive, finding the best in what she's up to.
Yeah.
It's not dark magic. I would agree with
that. Right. It still makes me nervous.
No. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it still makes me nervous.
Dark stuff. I stay away from that.
Okay. Well, Rob said even when you try to let in the light, the dark gets in if you open the door or something like that.
It was close to that. Yeah.
I phrased it. I didn't do
it. Without darkness, there is no light. Without light, there is no darkness. So they kind of go hand in hand.
So how do you prevent the darkness from getting in when you're trying to go with the light?
I use a lot of sage.
Okay.
I use a lot of, it's called Palo Santo. It's considered to be a holy wood that grows in Peru. And what it does is it releases and removes all negative vibes and only lets positivity in. I also use something called Florida water. It's not water from Florida. It was made in the 1800s to help for medicinal purposes.
Okay.
To treat like mosquito bites and things to cool you down. It helps bring your body temperature down if you keep it in the refrigerator, stuff like that. But it's also with the herbs that are used in it, it's also used as protection to help cleanse away anything that could be negative or toxic.
So there you go. She's taking steps to prevent the dark from getting in. Let's in the light, no dark, because she's got, you know,
sage.
And there's also sigils. Cool. There's also sigils that you can use. Like, there's several sigils that I use. I keep one. I wear my Celtic knot all the time, and it's to promote positivity and honesty and protection, and to make sure that my guardian angels are around me to help protect me. There are different other sigils depending on what you need for that day. If you need a boost of self-confidence, you just draw this little thing on a piece of paper and put it in your pocket, and you're good to go.
Maybe you've not been doing
it. I just got to draw a little thing on a piece of paper, put it in my pocket, and my life will change drastically.
But you've got to believe in it. You've got to understand the meaning behind it. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
There goes that.
But see, yeah, this well, all came from pre-biblical and pre-biblical times.
Oh, don't bring the Lord into it. Here we go. All right, hold on a second. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, people have asked about your services and stuff. So hang on. We'll get into that in a second. Hang on.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ. If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
Ace and Friends.
She is Paranormal Piper from Pineville. She's also my sister. Pineville being Pineville, Louisiana, where my sister resides now in our childhood home. And people have asked, how can people find you on social media? I know it's Gypsy Souls, but I never can remember the number after it.
779. It's your nephew's birthday.
Oh, okay. Gypsy Souls 779. TikTok, Instagram, it's everywhere. And do you still do the live stuff? I haven't seen you go live in a while.
It's going to be hard to go live this week. I went live Monday night. Sunday night, Monday night. We were out Saturday, Friday night. I try to go live around 8:30 Central Time.
Okay.
Central Standard Time.
Yeah, because I'm always in bed. It's asleep by 9:30, so I don't even know.
Yeah.
What happens during these lives? What does she do? What do you do, Piper?
Well, I do manifestation leaves, where if there's something you're trying to manifest, bring into your life, fulfill. I do manifestation leaves where there's just a little ritual I do where you write things down on a bay leaf and then you say a positive encouraging prayer over it and then you burn the leaf. And that helps to put it out into the universe so it can come back into your life faster.
Okay.
All right, well, burning leaves, that ain't no problem for me, I'll tell you that. I got that handled.
Okay. I do yes, no questions using a pendulum. I also use divining rods.
Hang on. The pendulum thing, that's where the little thing that you swing it from your hand, looks like kind of like a necklace?
Yes.
All right, okay.
Oh, like a hypnotist.
Yeah, it supposedly it'll end up on yes or no, whichever one, whatever the answer
yes,
to the question.
Yes, no, maybe, or undecided.
Yeah, and I have seen you on lives do readings for people. Do you still do that? The
yes.
Tarot readings?
My on my live, my readings are $7 for general reading, and that's like a 15 card pool, which is a full in-depth reading. Most of the time, you'll pay 15 to 20 bucks for a reading on TikTok, and you get like 3 cards pulled, yeah. Past, present, future.
And it's like,
I go more in-depth.
They pay through Venmo or something?
Yeah, have Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal.
Would you be willing to get your tarot cards
no,
read?
No, no. She's even trying willing? To do this in person before. I'm like, I don't want to know. And one day she was doing it. Like, I was sitting there and she goes, I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. And I'm like, she was trying to talk to her. I left the room. I don't want to be involved. I don't want to know my future. I don't know nothing.
So if like she would do it and let us know what your results were, you wouldn't want that either?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't want to know anything about my life coming up.
Here's what it does.
Unless
it
it's going to get better.
What it does is I take off the vibrations I get from your voice.
Right.
And the inflections that you use.
Okay.
And when I flip the cards over, it lets me know what you've gone through in your past, what you're currently dealing with in your present, and how what you're dealing with in your present is going to affect your future.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, so Gypsy Soul 779. That's if you want to check out my sister on any social media. That's TikTok and Instagram. Those are your main two, right?
TikTok and Instagram and Facebook.
Okay. Gypsy Souls 779. All right. Well, we learned a lot today. I didn't know the stuff about the sage or the pendulum or any of that stuff. Yeah. So we've learned a lot.
Karma and all that stuff.
Check it out. All right.
Yeah. I mean, divining rods, pendulums, cards, candle smoke, egg yolks, all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
It's a veritable cornucopia of spirits. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It derives from a lot of it from, like the midwives that were strong, independent thinking women who had to be self-supportive and used herbs and everything and read tea leaves and all that for medicinal purposes and to help back in the Middle Ages and Dark Ages.
Okay.
That's where a lot of it derives from.
All right. Well, we look forward to what I love about this is it's always different. I learned something every week that we have Viper on.
Yeah, so, for sure.
All right. Well, cool. I will talk to you later today or tomorrow. Love you.
Love you too. Y'all have a great day.
Sounds good. Love you back.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends. A little bit of good news. Who said?
Whew, I did.
Oh, did you?
I'm going to need it. I'm going to need the good news.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ. If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
Well, the good news today is varied. People on Reddit are praising a teenager who refused to drive his friend somewhere until they all put on their seatbelts. He posted the story in the Am I the A-hole? And he asked if he did the right thing and got a resounding yes from people. I can understand. That's good.
Yeah.
And there's a thing called horizontally recycled diapers. This means old diapers get turned into new diapers you can use again. They separate the materials and sterilize them, obviously, and it's a lot better for the environment. How do they separate the materials, meaning what? They take the lining out where the child pees and poops, and then they sterilize what's left to put new lining back in?
Maybe.
A company in Japan just became the first in the world to start doing it. The new recycled diapers have hit store shelves in Japan this past Saturday, so they haven't made their way to America yet. I guess people are waiting to test them out and see how they're going.
Okay.
So I don't know about any of that.
A friendly plan. Do you guys use special diapers, like fancy schmancy diapers, or are you regular like Pampers, Huggers, Huggies kind of people?
We've got kind of a mixed bag. I don't think they're I don't know that they're fancy smancy, but I was not familiar with them until now.
Okay.
They may be the selected brand that seems to work best, but we do have, you know, a mixed bag of Pampers and Huggies, and yeah. Most of them are, and I can't think of the name of the diaper. Honestly, I would tell you, but I can't think of it at the moment. I know what the box looks like.
Dookie Moon?
Yeah, that's it. Dookie Moon diapers? That's what we've got.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
What does it take to be a classic in the eyes of the cast members of Ace and Friends? Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
There are established classic songs that will live forever. I mean, there are tons of songs by the Beatles and the Rolling Stones that will live forever. There are songs by Led Zeppelin that will live forever. But what is considered a classic? What does it take to be considered a classic? I have a list of songs that may or may not be classics, mostly from the 90s. So let's see what you two, Riggins and Rob, and I'll throw my vote in, would consider a classic. Let's start with When I Come Around by Green Day. Classic?
No.
I would say no also. Matchbox 20, 3 a.m. Classic?
No.
Really?
Love it.
I don't think that that's their most classic song.
What would you say is their most classic song then, Rob?
Ooh, I'm not glad you asked me that question because I can't remember it.
Matchbox 20, that was their biggest one, wasn't it?
What? There's no way 3 a.m. was their biggest.
I think 3 a.m. was probably one of the biggest.
Then none of theirs are then.
Okay. Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring.
No.
Definitely not.
Really? Okay. So no classics yet from the 90s. Yep. All right. Here's one that is a guaranteed classic. Wonderwall by Oasis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We got one. How about Torn by Natalie Imbruglia?
No.
I thought for a minute Riggins was going to say yes.
I like that song too, but no, I don't think it's a classic.
Okay. Different genre music. Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
Yes.
Okay. All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun by Sheryl Crow.
No.
Really?
No.
There's not a Sheryl Crow song out there that I'd say is classic.
No Sheryl Crow song. So you've got no Matchbox 20 song, Rob, and no Sheryl Crow song.
Now that I've thought about the Matchbox 20, no, I guess not.
You don't think there's a single Matchbox 20 song that could be considered classic?
Maybe Push, because it was in the Barbie movie now, and maybe people are, you know.
Why are you making the face, Rick?
What is that?
I want to push you around.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first single they ever put out.
That's in the Barbie movie?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I would still pick 3 a.m., but I don't think that's a classic.
But you didn't think 3 a.m. was a classic, though.
No.
So we only came up with Wonderwall, Baby Got Back, Friends in Low Places.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah.
Of those, all the ones that we talked about, those are the only three.
Yeah, but there was plenty of 90s songs, like Spice Girl, like a, one of the Spice Girl songs.
This is not one of the ones that I picked, just of the ones we've talked about. That are, yeah, I'm not saying all 90s songs, we only have three.
Yeah, these were questionable ones.
Yeah, these are questionable ones. That's what makes it interesting. Okay?
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
We may have uncovered a genius on TikTok. A guy that's got a great way to save us all some money. Coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ. If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
A little earlier, we were playing a game called Is It a Classic? And a discussion has jumped over Matchbox 20. And I'm surprised y'all don't think a single Matchbox 20 song is considered a classic.
I'm can't scrolling through their stuff.
No. Yeah, I can't think of any other ones outside of 3 a.m.
And Push.
The only number one song they had was Bent.
Okay.
And 3 a.m. made it to 2, Push made it to 3.
If You're Gone, Unwell, If You're Back Gone to good, good, Real World, How Far We've Come. Bright Lights.
I love their music, but I
stand by the fact I think 3 a.m. is a classic. 3 a.m. by Matchbox 20 would be considered a classic.
Yeah, it's close. And I love it. But does it span generations? Does Gen Alpha know 3 a.m.?
That's a good question.
But you know what song they would know?
What?
The one from the Barbie movie.
Well, okay, well, hang on, though. So they would know... The other songs that we talked about from the 90s being classics. Friends in Low Places, obviously. Yep. They would know that one. Baby Got Back.
Yep.
Know that one. What else would they know? Umbop by Hanson?
No.
No? You don't think so? You wouldn't consider Hanson Umbop to be a classic?
No, that nobody knows. I don't think any of the kids these days would know it.
Oh, I think you'd be surprised.
I love Umbop, and I even like the newer version they did, which is a little different.
Then Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
Yes. I would say Wannabe is probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you think Gen Alpha would know more likely to know Baby Got Back or a Beatles song?
Baby Got Back.
Okay. Wannabe by the Spice Girls or a Beatles song?
Spice Girls. Because it might end up in like an animated movie.
Yeah.
Or something like that, maybe.
I think we're getting to an age where like the people who are these kids' parents probably weren't listening to the Beatles either.
Well, it's like me.
So they're not passionate.
I didn't grow up listening to the Beatles, but I knew who the Beatles were. And I know that music is still around. And it still does. All right. So Wannabe by the Spice Girls or Purple Rain by Prince. Which one are they more likely to know?
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls.
Really?
Yeah. Is Purple Rain a better song? 100%.
Yeah, I don't even know that Gen Z knows Purple Rain.
Oh.
How would they have heard Purple Rain?
They just would. You just would. Because it's everywhere. It just is always around.
I disagree. Because I didn't know it growing up.
Well, you're
What was that?
More Ace and Friends coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
This is Ace and Friends.
One of the great things about social media is sometimes you uncover a genius. Now, not a genius like an Einstein or a Da Vinci or somebody who has lots of great thoughts. World-changing stuff. Not a Ben Franklin who constantly invents stuff, but somebody who just says, oh, they have one genius idea. Like this guy, who I think is really onto something here.
Say the weird thing.
Here we go.
People are desperately seeking realness.
If you have a whole lot of junk to get rid of, it's cheaper to go buy a storage unit for $29.99 a month. Pay for it for 1 month and never do it again, rather than to go buy a $300 rollaway dumpster. Plus, you get a little extra side mission to where you can actually go to the auction and watch somebody buy your junk.
Don't tell me that man is not a genius. I mean, he's like, yeah, rather than pay to bring a dumpster to my house and me throw it away all in there, I just load it all in the truck. I go to the storage place, pay $29-$30 for 1 month, don't pay for it again. They auction it off and somebody else gets rid of it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
But isn't it, like, you go, oh, you know what? He's right.
Yeah, it's super smart. Something I would have never thought of.
In a million years. And somehow I would feel bad about it. Like, did I cheat them out of money somehow? You didn't.
Yeah.
You paid for the month. They end up auctioning it off. Something about it feels wrong.
Yeah. Like you're taking advantage of a business or something, but... That's the way it works. No, I don't think so. Well, in the comments of that video, everyone's like, I work at a storage facility. Please do not do this. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I do feel like I'm taking advantage because I would feel as if by signing up, I'm signing a contract to pay you every month. And I know I'm not going to. Like, I know that I'm about to not live up to my end of the contract.
It's going
to
hurt them in some way. Like,
yeah. It's a hassle. They're going to lose. I don't know how long they have to wait. 60, 90 days. So they lose 3 months worth of rent on that place. Mm-hmm. Then they auction it off and somebody else has to come take care of it. It's not something I would do, but I will admit it is genius.
Yeah.
There's somebody in a boardroom for these companies going, oh my God, why did they tell this?
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's actually done this. He doesn't even say that he's done it. Just sometimes people have great ideas.
Yeah. It is a little maniacal to go, and then I'm going to go watch them auction it off so people can. I can watch people buy my crap, you know.
Yeah, no, you know it. It's on the door. It's nothing junk.
It's all trash.
Ace and Friends.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but. Then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ. If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Thanks for being a part of Ace and Friends. And we're about to give you the funniest thing you may hear all day today. Now, there are a million rappers in the world. Most of them we don't know. This is the case. I don't know. I have no idea who Rilo Rodriguez is.
No, I don't either.
But he posted a TikTok of him. Now, he posted this TikTok, right? Of him ordering at Denny's.
Yeah.
He's at the Denny's drive-thru trying to place an order. This is going to be confusing for a moment until you hear the Denny's person try to clear up the confusion. That's your cue to just start laughing uproariously because it's unbelievable.
Here we go. Can I get a barnacle platter pancake?
Is that a what?
A barnacle, what did they say? A barnacle pancake platter. Tocudo.
Oh. The barnacle pancake platter.
Still can't what? Say it.
Part of looking at the word buttermilk? He's ordering a buttermilk pancake platter.
I thought he was saying barnacle.
He is saying barnacle. Oh, God. That's exactly what he's saying, Rob. He's saying the barnacle platter. Here.
Pancake.
Is that a what?
What did they say? A barnacle pancake platter. So crudo. Oh.
Buttermilk pancake platter.
The barnacle pancake platter.
He still can't say it, even after it's said to him.
Even when the guy says a buttermilk pancake platter, he goes, the barnacle?
Barnacle? Barnacle? How I say it? He just told you.
But the two words are in no way, shape, or form, are those two words similar at all?
Yeah, I think it was the double T maybe throwing him off.
Well, where was he getting barnacle?
Barnacle. He's like, you talking about the buttermilk pancake platter?
To be a little bit fair, he squints a little bit. So I'm wondering, is he having trouble seeing it? Did he need his glasses? What were we missing in this deal? Is there more to this story?
I don't know, but if that's what you like, would you order that? If you saw, you're like, it's called barnacle pancake platter. I wouldn't want it.
Platter pancake.
Is that a what?
A barnacle pancake platter. So crudo.
What was that word?
I don't know.
Buttermilk pancake platter.
The barnacle pancake platter.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ. If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
This is a huge week for me in my life. My name is Ace and I have a lot going on right now in my life. I have I'm on my second marriage. My wife is 24 years younger than me, and we have a 9-month-old. So there's a lot happening. Plus, next week, I find out if my second vasectomy worked. Because I had because I had a vasectomy. Then I had it reversed so we could try to have a child, Amanda, my wife and I. And then now that we've had this child, I waited like 6 or so months, and then had my second, I know it's crazy, my second vasectomy. And then you have to wait 3 months before you provide
a sample.
And then next week they give me the results. The sample is today.
Oh, ugh. I don't even want to look at you the day you give the sample. I don't even want to be here.
I was just speaking clinically. I was just walking through it in my head. I could have left out most of that information.
Ugh.
You get the idea. And then Saturday, Amanda and I are going to see Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, that's cool.
At Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. And it's Kenny Chesney, Zach Brown Band, Megan Maroney, and Uncle Cracker.
Uncle Cracker.
Yeah. Are you, when you go to a show, Rob, you go to a lot of shows. Riggins, you don't. But if you do go, are you a set list person? Do you like to know the set list?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
I always look it up. I don't know. It's just, it gives.
It depends on who I'm going to see. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Usually I don't. Unless I'm trying to figure out what's the one song I really want to hear and where is that so I can, I'm leaving after that song.
Yeah, yeah.
Where does it fall in the set list?
Yeah. If you don't need to stay for the encores, that's right. A big one. Like if you know the songs that are coming.
Yeah, there are a couple of, like Green Day is Amanda's favorite band of all time, Green Day and Aerosmith. And when we go, Green Day, Aerosmith, Rihanna, as weird as that is. When we go to see Green Day now, we've seen them so many times that there are two songs that once those two songs are done, she's cool to go.
What are they?
I forgot.
Basket Case.
Do what?
Basket Case?
No, not one of them. Yeah, I forgot what they are.
Time of Your Life?
Yeah, Time of Your Life is one, but she can kind of live without it.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I tend to not be a set list person. If it's somebody I really want to see. Now, the difference is if I'm going to see a band like Kiss, my all-time favorite band, I'm going to know every song, and I've got a pretty good idea of what the set list is anyway, but I'll look it up just to see if they've been mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah, where things are in the show.
Because then it doesn't matter to me. I'm going to love it no matter what.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I go because I'm curious.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though. Some people get – they don't want to know anything about it.
Yeah, please don't say anything. Bruce Springsteen fans are like that.
Yeah.
Very crazy.
He's known to mix it up every night.
Yeah, yeah.
He gives you a lot of different things, so people want to know there's different songs all the time. They want to be surprised by it, which I get.
Yeah.
I totally understand. There's a guy who had his food stolen, and he's not even mad about it. It's a pretty fun story coming up next. Hang on.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Ace and Friends.
If I were going to pick up food and it was stolen, I would be very upset. Mm-hmm. Here's a guy on TikTok who's going viral. He's not upset at all.
To whoever stole my online order at Wendy's before I could get to the Wendy's, honestly, props to you, because like, you got free food. They just remade it. You got free food, I got my food. Get that bag, honestly.
Okay. Here's my thing with this video. No man should be using the term get that bag.
Get that bag.
Yeah. And I don't think he knows what get that bag means.
He means literal bag.
Yeah, he meant literally get that bag, like get that bag of food. And that's not what it means. It's like when my dad would say, oh, you got a big paycheck, bling, bling.
Bling, bling.
No, dad, that's not what that means. Yeah, he's like, get that bag. What? No, Jake, that doesn't mean get that bag. No. Jake the Man is his account. Jake the Man, get that bag does not mean get that actual bag that contains your Wendy's single and fries.
Yeah. He would have a name like Jake the Man. Call me the Man. Who does that?
Would you be upset if you got there and they had somebody taking your food?
Yeah.
I'd be aggravated, like, oh man, we'll make you another one real fast.
Yeah, then I'm fine.
They're gonna it's not your fault that somebody stole your food.
Yeah. Now I know it's hot and fresh and
Yeah, and you've got the receipt on your phone to show, hey, I'm the one that placed that order.
Yeah, yeah.
What is to stop people though? You just walk in, like there's a donut place.
A lot of places aren't putting them on the shelves anymore.
Yeah, there's a donut place close to here that when you walk in, they just set them all out. You could easily walk in and just go, oh, I've got mine. I'm Sheila or whatever. And they're like, okay, great, thanks. Just walk out with a dozen donuts.
Yeah, it must not happen that often, which you'd think it would, yeah.
Well, but like Rob said, I guess more and more places, it's happening more and more because people are starting to not put the food out like they used to.
You didn't have to deal with online ordering when you worked at Wendy's, right?
No, when I first started working at Wendy's, they didn't even take credit cards.
Oh, right.
Were you in high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and before I left, they had incorporated the credit card machine.
How long did you work at Wendy's, Rob?
2 years.
I didn't realize it was that long.
It was the second job I ever had, and I definitely beat the first job I ever had.
The first job was when you were security guard at Carowinds Amusement Park?
It wasn't security guard. I was, but yeah, I did work.
Were you a ride operator?
Yeah, and one of the hottest ones of all time. It's like an oven inside the area where you...
Oh, I thought you meant like you were one of the hottest ride operators. I was one of the hottest ride operators ever.
Ace and Friends.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
This is Ace and Friends.
So we're a varied group on Ace and Friends, and that's what I think makes this game so much fun. We played a round earlier called Is It a Classic? So my name is Ace. I'm 55. Riggins is 36. Tech D Rob is 38. Rob has a slightly older skewing thought process on music or familiarity with music because of his much older brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Riggins' brothers were older, but not as much older as him than Rob's were. Yeah. So you grew up, Rob, with more 80s music and all because of your brother and sister, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is it a classic? We're going to throw the song title out. You tell me whether or not you think the song is a classic. All right?
Okay.
Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue. Is it a classic?
Yeah.
Yes.
They use it in a lot of movies and stuff.
It's a band that has transitioned time with the movie and all that kind of stuff. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Higher by Creed.
Hell yeah.
No.
Oh, we about to fight. Just kidding.
It might be becoming one right now.
Maybe.
Like, it feels like Creed is having, like, they've already come back around once, and now for whatever reason, they're coming back around again, and it's kind of having a moment of, you're beginning to hear Creed is showing up more and more, but they're doing their own crews, and I think it's one of those things that maybe is in the process, in the process of becoming a classic.
Yeah, that's possible.
Okay.
That's possible.
I would agree with that.
You would? Okay. What about... Whoop, There It Is by Tag Team.
Whoop, yeah, I would say yes.
Yeah.
It's still in commercial. They just used it in a commercial for whatever that was, an ice cream.
It was an ice cream commercial, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's still relevant, and I think it probably is a classic.
Wild Thing by Tone Loc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm surprised y'all gave that classic because you don't hear it anywhere now.
Yeah, again, it might be in one of those animated movies. I just don't know, but I feel like you still hear that in commercials and stuff.
Is there one that you question as to whether or not it's a classic or not that immediately comes to mind? Maybe from the whether it's the 80s or the early 2000s?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I think anything Britney Spears, is Baby One More Time going to be a classic?
Oh, I think it definitely is a classic. I think that next generation of females, and they all love Britney.
Yeah.
I think Baby One More Time is considered a classic.
Yeah, I do too.
Rob, do you have one you can think of? Off the top of your head?
No, not off the top of my head.
Any other butt rock songs?
Oh, daggum Nickelback.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I think those are. What?
I'm waiting to hear what you say.
I think there's one in there. I don't know which one. I
okay.
Think
they're all vulgar.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. NEOGENIX.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. It's Ace and Friends, where today we've really been talking about classics. What is a classic? What is not a classic? This has become much bigger than I actually thought it was going to be. So, since you asked a minute ago, Riggins, Nickelback. I think there are possibly two classic Nickelback songs.
Okay.
Rockstar by Nickelback. Mm-hmm. Classic or no?
No.
What?
I don't think I would put that as classic either. Why? I love Nickelback.
It's not even the best top five Nickelback songs.
Okay, beg to differ, but... that's a song that has spanned generations that you hear in different places.
Where do you hear that?
I'll give you okay. We'll skip it. We'll go to the next one if you don't think so. Photograph by Nickelback.
Yeah, I think
that's the one I would say yes.
Okay, you would say classic to that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it's on the way to becoming a classic, probably.
Yeah, and it may be. You pretty much know. It would be classic by now.
I think so.
Because it came out in 2005, so it's 19 years old. It could be a classic by now.
Photograph. Look at this photograph. Have you ever seen that meme where it's just that line?
Photograph.
He just keeps holding more photographs.
Look at this graph.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. How about Nickelback, How You Remind Me? Classic or no?
Maybe, yeah. It's a good one.
Oh, Rob says classic.
No.
You say no?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about Nickelback, Someday? Classic or no?
No. I don't even know what that is.
Someday, somehow.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to ride now.
What's the biggest Nickelback song?
Photograph.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Photograph.
You Remind Me of
That's a classic.
All right. So so Photograph is the only one that you would say definitely by Nickelback is a classic.
Yeah, yeah. Unless there's one I'm not thinking of.
Rockstar.
No.
There's Rockstar.
Big Rockstar. That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's not it.
I don't think so.
Rob
agrees with me.
Agree to disagree. I think it's classic.
Okay.
You're not going to dissuade me on that one.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. We play a game on Ace and Friends sometimes called Normal or Nope. I will give you a scenario. You tell me if it's normal or not at all. Okay. All of these have been submitted via, I pulled these from different things on the internet, different experiences that people had. So I never shut my car off when I put gas in it or fill it up. Normal or nope?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. That freaks me out.
It's not definitely not normal.
Yeah. You know. It might be illegal.
Yeah, I think it is.
My husband eats his BLT with no tomatoes, but bacon, lettuce, mayo, and peanut butter.
Ugh. No.
Yeah. By the way, it's not a BLT.
Yeah.
It's missing one of the key ingredients.
Yeah, his grilled cheese is cooked with mayo on it.
Rob says that.
You do that, Rob? You cook your grilled cheese with mayo?
Yeah, I use mayo instead of butter on the
so you don't use butter at all, you use mayo.
Yep.
I don't know. Any mayo that's heated up seems anyway. Let's see. Mayo on crackers with cheese. Normal or nope?
God.
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
I lotion my feet before I go to sleep. Normal or nope?
I think that's normal. I don't like to do it, but I know a lot of people that do.
I think it's much more of a female thing than a male thing.
You know a lot of people that do that?
Yeah.
Male and female?
Mostly female. My dad used to do it.
Really?
Well, yeah. I was just about to say.
Oh, you better keep your mouth shut.
It's more of a
woman
thing. Like, no man should be lotioning up at night before he goes to bed. But that's not right. I was wrong.
I think that is weird. If a guy is just like, hold on, I got to lotion my feet before I go to bed. That is odd.
Maybe his feet get dry.
Yeah, maybe.
You want to have some old scaly feet rubbing them up against a woman in the bed?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't do it, but I can see where it would need to be done. Normal or nope? When I grab a clean drinking glass, I don't know what kind of glass you'd be getting. When I grab a clean glass out of the cupboard, I have to smell the inside of the glass before I use it.
No.
I mean, it's not normal, but it's not like super weird.
And normal or nope? I stream shows or YouTube in the shower. Becoming more normal because I saw an ad for something on TikTok the other day that sticks to the wall and it's a clear case. Mm. So when you get in the shower, you can put your phone inside it and it's got a little Bluetooth speaker that accompanies that is waterproof so you can watch TV in the shower.
I get the shower speaker for music or a podcast, but to watch means I'm doing stuff in the shower. I'm not like focused on a screen.
Am I going
to
be in the shower that long is my question.
No.
What I would need more than that is the case and then like a Bluetooth remote for taking pictures.
Yeah, exactly. A tripod. A waterproof tripod and ring light.
Ace and Friends.
This is Ace and Friends.
Losing a parent is always difficult. My dad died 12 years ago. My mom died a year and a half ago. But there is a TikTok that Riggins has found that's gone viral where a woman explains something she never realized about losing your mom that can make it even more difficult than we anticipated.
Something they don't tell you when your mom dies is you will miss getting all the comments from her friends complimenting you every single time she posts about you or every single time she shares your post. I miss her, but I do miss that.
And she's not joking. Yeah. When you watch this viral TikTok, you can tell she's been very emotional.
Yeah, she's been crying. Mm-hmm.
And I never thought of that. My mom wasn't on social media, so I didn't get that. But I can see how if every time you post something and your mom goes on and posts, oh, you look so great, then all of her friends pile in, you look so good, girl, blah, 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 blah.
She's so beautiful and so talented.
She is beautiful. She's awesome.
You did such a good job.
That would really make you feel good about yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then suddenly, I totally get it.
Not only do you not get the post from mom, but you don't get the 10, 15 other posts that come after it telling you how great you are.
I totally get it.
Yeah, that I get where that would be kind of a brutal adjustment to have to make in your life.
I wish my mom was, my mom's still alive, but I was at the grocery store the other day and they had cantaloupes on sale and I picked up a cantaloupe to test it to see if it was ripe and I thought, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm sitting there tapping it and I'm like, what am I? I wish my mom was there to help me pick out a cantaloupe. I even asked the cashier, I was like, is that a ripe cantaloupe? She goes, she's feeling it and shaking it next to her ear. She goes, you're good in about 2 days. I went, okay, thank you. That's when I wish my mom was there.
So you just knew I'm supposed to tap on the cantaloupe to tell if it's ripe, but you don't know what you're listening for.
I've seen people do it in movies, like they tap a melon or they flick it or whatever. And I went, I did it a couple times. And I go, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. What am I looking for?
What am I supposed to hear that tells me this thing is ripe?
Yeah, but the cashier was so charmed. I was like, I wish I could call my mom, but she's not around today.
Oh.
And she like got such a kick out of me asking her if it was a ripe, It was very sweet. Sweet moment.
Well, when you phrase it like, my mom's not around today, she might have thought, like,
she's dead.
His mom has passed away.
And I'm like, no, she's probably just playing pinochle. I just can't get her on the phone.
She's not going to answer my call because she's busy.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
This is Ace and Friends.
Here we are at the conclusion of another great episode of Ace and Friends. And Riggins, what's your favorite thing from today's episode of Ace and Friends?
You know, it's tough to beat Paranormal Piper from Pineville. I mean, she's always got some interesting things to say.
Yeah, okay.
But I like the game, classic or not classic. That's fun.
Yeah, I like that too. Tomorrow we're going to play a little game where you're going to get to know the Ace and Friends show even better. With some, classic stories, notes, thoughts, ideas, things that people need to know.
Okay.
So they can get caught up to speed on what's happening with Ace and Friends. Rob, what is your vote for favorite thing from today's Ace and Friends?
The dude at the Denny's.
Yeah. Oh. No, that's a good one.
Well, I can't remember the word that he used instead, but
barnacle.
Yeah, barnacle.
The barnacle platter. It's a barnacle platter. And what? And I love the guy on at the drive-thru though. The buttermilk platter? Buttermilk pancake platter? The barnacle?
Barnacle.
Is it what?
What?
Like, what are you looking at, sir, that you're not Come getting on. The word buttermilk out of that?
Barnacle.
Barnacle.
So if you missed it, just scroll back a little bit. You'll be able to catch the whole thing.
Yeah. And my other favorite thing is Ace looking like Reverend Run today in this outfit.
You did say that when you got in here.
Yeah. I just said a zip-up Adidas hoodie. What's, my Adidas.
Yeah, exactly.
Walk through concrete doors and roam all over Coliseum floors. It's one of my favorite Run DMC songs of all time. Roam over Coliseum floors. I wear my sneakers, but I'm not a sneak.
Mm.
Yeah. My Adidas touch the sands of the foreign lands with the mic in hand. I cold took command.
Mm.
What? What? Spitting fire. See you tomorrow.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.